Hey, we're going to have, like I say, Dr. Roger Sharp. He's here in the studio, and you've heard me talk about him. He is a Sagenics physician. He is a certified expert in age management medicine. I tell you something, I feel medicine with the purpose of helping you look and feel at least 10 years younger. And I'm serious about that statement. If you're going to hear Dr. Sharp prescribe a dynamic vision and commitment to excellence, which in my opinion has to set the Sagenics medical approach in a class all by itself. So we're going to talk to Dr. Sharp this morning. I'm glad to be here. And you're listening to Tulsa's home for Fox News, AM 740, FM 102.3, News Talk, KRMG.
Herman Cain takes the GOP lead in the latest polls. Depend on Tulsa's election headquarters for the latest on the 2012 vote. AM 740 and FM 102.3. News Talk, KRMG.
Tom Hargrave, Hargrave Realtors and Builders, and for Spring Hill Farms. Our new model is almost ready. It's available for viewing. Located in the Spring Hill Farms Edition on 171st Street between Peoria and Lewis and in the Bixby School District. We have tried to incorporate many characteristics of universal design, which includes larger doors, walk-in showers, wide halls, hard surface floors such as wood and tile, which makes it truly a home for all ages. The home includes a large office, walk-in closet, and over 700 feet of unfinished floored and wired expansion areas above the oversized three-car garage. A post and beam great room, which opens to the kitchen and dining room, also overlooks the large covered patio. The kitchen has knotty alder cabinets, granite countertops, stainless steel Frigidaire appliances, which include a 5-burner cooktop, oven, microwave, dishwasher, food warmer, and a wine cooler. Energy features include Anderson Silverline windows, bib insulation, full brick, high efficiency zone heat and air, and a tankless water heater. So come out and see our new model or look me up on Facebook or my website, tomhargrave.com, or call 918-798-2200 for your personal showing.
You don't have to pretend to be a chef to shop where the professionals shop. Restaurant Equipment and Supply is now open to the public. A warehouse full of aisle after aisle of all the professional cookware, dinnerware, and gadgets you've always wanted in your kitchen. Restaurant Equipment and Supply. Thousands of restaurant quality items now available to the public. Affordable, professional, remarkable. Restaurant Equipment and Supply. Just west of Mingo on 31st Street.
This is Dan Potter, the host of KRMG's OK Foodie. Are you ready to turn your love of cooking into a new career? Let Platt College prepare you for your future in culinary and pastry arts or nursing and allied health. Just call 663-9000. Platt College Tulsa offers diploma, associate, and bachelor programs with both day and evening classes to meet the needs of working adults. Learn more about an exciting career in the culinary arts and health fields at plattcollege.edu or call 663-9000. Platt College, sound and solid.
Licensed by OBPBS.
You've got questions. Our experts have answers. When you call 460-KRMG, you're listening to an Ask the Experts weekend on AM 740 and FM 102.3. News Talk KRMG.
Hey, welcome back to the program. It is now 922. And earlier, I want to make an apology. I said Dr. Roger Sharp. I don't know where my head was this morning. Dr. Patrick Sharp. Dr. Patrick Sharp said it twice, I guess, today. But I have been a big fan of Dr. Patrick Sharp because of the work he's done here. And you've heard me talk about it several times on the program. He's been on the show twice. But I think it's a whole new field. First off, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me. It's great to have you back. And I've got so many things that I want to hear more of you today, unless I made it, because I've got a lot of questions I'd like to get your response from.
Sure.
And first off, I want to say something. And before I do shut up here, is that I have been a patient of Dr. Sharp's, and I've noticed an incredible response in the care that I've been given. And I think that in any relationship, a doctor-patient relationship, the patient's supposed to do their part, the doctor their part. That's the partnership aspect. And I'll be honest with you, I've done very little of my part, and I apologize about that. My focus has not been where it should be, and it's going to be. But
still get results.
But even then, I'm getting results. Yeah, I've noticed that.
Certainly there's an opportunity there to get much greater results because your body is in a state that allows it to respond exceedingly well to your efforts as it relates to exercise and nutrition. So it's wise to take advantage of that. And you know, it's a 3-pronged program: nutrition, exercise, and hormone replacement. any one of those individually will give you results, but it's when you get all three of those in place together that people see the dramatic results, and you see people like Dr. Life, who's 72 years old and looks like he could put on a college football uniform.
Oh, it's incredible. And I mentioned earlier, I want to have everybody, if you get a chance today, what I did last night was go, most, a lot of folks have iPhones, or you can go online to those iBooks. Go to iBooks, put in the Life Plan, L-I-F-E, and it'll pop up his book, and you can usually just click on that, and it'll give you a free sample, 80-page sample, and just read those first 80 pages like I did last night. I went ahead and bought the book. But tell us a little, for a lot of folks who maybe this is the first time they've heard you talk, they've heard me talk about Synagenics, tell us what Synagenics is. You already gave us a little, it's the three-pronged approach.
Right. It's a preventive approach to medicine. Traditional medicine, the confines of insurance and so forth, force you to see large numbers of people. You don't see very much of them, but you see large numbers. And basically, you're limited to putting out fires as they pop up. We wait for problems to arise, and then we address them for the most part. At Synagenics, we are proactive in doing everything we can to help prevent chronic diseases from arising. And it involves exercise, nutrition, vitamin and supplementation, and hormone replacement. And when I say hormone replacement, what we do is we check all a person's hormones, in addition to all the regular stuff, cholesterols, PSAs, liver, kidney functions, markers for disease risk, but also all of their hormone levels. And their levels may be in what is considered a normal range and still be outside what is an optimal range. So basically, we replace people's hormones back to youthful levels. Typically, the upper third of the normal range. People feel better, their exercise is more productive, and it decreases your risk of disease.
Well, you know, I tell you something. You've helped me considerably. And I think when you address kind of this new paradigm, this new way of looking at healthcare, and that's what it is. It's a new way of looking because, mm-hmm. you know, take mm-hmm. me, 56 years old, and I went to have my physical done. And, you know, I just wasn't feeling like I used to feel. Didn't have the energy. My clarity of thinking wasn't like I wanted it to be. My drive, I love my job, but the drive was just getting a little bit more subdued. And so you would go in and think, well, maybe my levels are off. And then to go in and get a standard exam, and they'll sit down and say, well, Dr. Booz, you look good. You look good. Your testosterone levels are normal. Everything's normal. And I walk out thinking,
I hate that word.
Well, what's wrong with me then? If I'm normal, and it kind of makes you feel like, well, this is just the way I'm supposed to feel. And I came to you and you told me just the opposite.
Right, right. Yeah, that's a very typical experience. You know, I did family practice for 15 years, so I in no way am throwing any stones
at the
family doctors. I think they do a great job.
Absolutely.
But it's hard to be the expert in everything. And I have now had the luxury of being able to focus on this specific area of medicine. So obviously I would know more about it than I did back when I did family practice. I had 3,000 patients and saw 40 patients a day. When we say normal, a great example is a man's testosterone level. The normal range, according to most labs, for a total testosterone level is approximately 200 to 1,000. And the way they got that range is that the average across all adult males is 600. So now they just apply a statistical metric and say you have to be two standard deviations above or below to be considered abnormal, because statistically that would encompass 98% of all the values of otherwise healthy adult male population. So two standard deviations above is 1,000, two standard deviations below is 200. Presto, there's your magic range. So you go to your doctor and you're 250, a lot of them will tell you you're normal, you don't need any treatment. But if you're 900 when you're 20 and you're 200 when you're 60, it's not the same.
No.
And all those things that testosterone does for you, improving your mood, energy, sex drive, all these things have declined along with it. So people are tired of hearing that they're normal. They're they want some answers. They want some help. And we help people in a way that most people do not.
Well, you know, I like what Dr. Life said in his book. He said, you know, in my scenario, I left thinking it was normal, but the doctor really didn't say, by the way, you're a D-minus student right now as far as testosterone right. goes, because you're way right. at the bottom. And so I was reading a magazine recently, and just a Men's Digest magazine, and they said that, I'm sure you're aware of this too, that men's testosterone has been dropping over the, in other words, our forefathers had more testosterone than we do because of the stresses, the toxins in our foods, and also that our era, we do more child rearing, more child caring, and I guess that mm-hmm. also mm-hmm. decreases your mm-hmm. testosterone levels.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of factors that go into it, but yeah, that's true.
And so here we are, less than even our fathers, just not that many years behind us, and it does make for a more tired society, a more a society.
Let's
I think
get up and go. The first thing men notice when we get their testosterone levels up is they just feel better. Mm-hmm. It's just an improved overall sense of well-being, and certainly there's a lot of other things that follow, but that's almost immediate.
Well, you know, and I've heard people say that. I want to ask more about this because, you know, what are the side effects? What are the problems with mm-hmm. testosterone? Mm-hmm. And I've heard people say things like, "Well, you know, at your age, you're just supposed to have lower testosterone. It's kind of like at your age, you're just supposed to have poor eyesight, so you shouldn't wear glasses. You should be able to just squint and
great
hopefully, you know, find the words along the page." I'm getting a wave here from our lovely director, and she says it's time to take a break. Shut up for a minute, take a break. So let's take a quick break. I'm talking to Dr. Patrick Sharp, the director of Synagenics right here in Tulsa. And by the way, before we go to break, how can folks, is a website they can go to and look online as they...
Absolutely. Sharpclinic.com, SHARPCLINIC, sharpclinic.com.
He's back. It is now 9:33. It's going to be looks like a nice day out there. It's a chilly 50 when I walked into the studio this morning. We're talking with Dr. Patrick Sharp. And Dr. Sharp, we're talking, you're the director of the Tulsa Synagenics Clinic. Can you tell us a little bit about your background first?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I grew up in Collinsville, just north of here, and went to college, went to pharmacy school, graduated pharmacy school, went to medical school here at the OSU College of Osteopathic Medicine, worked part-time as a pharmacist during medical school.
I didn't know that.
Graduated medical school, did a family practice residency. Then I worked for Warren Clinic, St. Francis, here in Tulsa for 10 years. And then a couple years for Southcrest and a couple years for Hillcrest. And during the last 4 years of my family practice was when I started practicing Synagenics. I'm 47 now. I was about to turn 40, and I've always had an interest in health and fitness. And in one of my quarterly exercise publications, Dr. Mintz, the founder of Synagenics, had written an article on age management medicine. I thought it was interesting. I was almost 40 and noticing that I was a little softer than I used to be and that I have to get out of bed and crawl to the shower to wake up in the mornings. And so I found it very intriguing. And I went out and got evaluated with the intention of being a patient. And as it just kind of kept progressing, then I wanted to practice and do it part-time on my days off. Then I wanted to do it half-time. And now for the last 2 years, I've been a full-time practice with my Synagenics or age management practice.
Well, you know, one thing people can't see on radio is what a guy looks like, and I want your listeners to know the guy practices what he preaches, is in great shape. Matter of fact, you hold two black belts, is that right?
Yes, I have a second degree black belt in karate from Del Apollo Cook here in town, and then I have a second degree black belt in Ketsugo Jiu-Jitsu, which is another Japanese martial art.
And we were talking during the break, he's introduced me to the work of Dr. Jeffrey Life, and you're going to be having dinner with him in the upcoming.
Yeah, we'll be together at an age management conference this week in Las Vegas. He's a good friend of mine. He tried to get me to come out to Las Vegas and practice with him, but I'm all locked up with family here. I can't even consider it.
I know what you mean,
he's a great guy.
So we were talking before the break, and some people say, "No, wait a second. Hormone replacement therapy, there should be an aging process, and if your hormones drop, that should just be how you should be." And and we made some, we kind of laughed about that during the break.
Right.
And talked about it. That's just like saying if your eyes get bad when you get older, you should just live with it. You shouldn't have to get glasses. You should just squint and kind of give up looking. That's kind of the analogy,
yeah.
Right?
I mean, if we're just going to sit back and watch this decline take place and say, well, that's what's supposed to happen, well, don't buy any reading glasses. Let's just send all the doctors to the house. Why are we even here in the first place? But sometimes natural is better. Sometimes it's not. In 1900, the average age of death was 43. I don't think any of us would prefer to die at 43. But largely through efforts of sanitation and water purification and vaccinations and things like that, you know, this is all improved. And I think we can all agree those are good things. So you can't just make a blanket statement that natural is always better.
We've talked about, I want to just take a second because we've talked about the different folks who've gone to see the physicians at Cinegenics. And one of the things I like to bring about is that most of Dr. Sharp's patients are successful business people. They're entrepreneurs, they're professional athletes, corporate executives, or I like to say corporate athletes, as I like to call them. And I think it's incredible, but listen to this. More than 25% of Cinegenics patients worldwide are doctors and their families. I think that says a lot right there because it's a proactive approach, and you'll read about it in the Wall Street Journal, Chicago Tribune, New York Times. We could go on and on. But why do you think that what do you think is standing in the way of this hitting mainstream? I have my opinions. What do you think it might be?
Honestly, most of the people I talk to, there's two things. First of all, it's not covered by insurance. It's kind of expensive. So a lot of people just don't feel like they can afford it, although most people have big flat screen TVs in their living rooms. So, I mean, I think a lot more could if it was just a top priority for them. Secondly, and I wanted to mention this. You mentioned professional athletes. We do not treat professional athletes. And the reason is this. Athletes use some of the same things we do, like testosterone. We diagnose people appropriately with a growth hormone deficiency if they're truly deficient. But athletes abuse these things, testosterone, growth hormone, things like that.
I see.
10 times the doses that we're talking about. And so just as a company policy, we don't treat professional athletes. But the professional athletes wouldn't be satisfied with what we do anyway because they want to use huge doses. And that's when you get into the side effects that you mentioned briefly earlier. When we're treating to within the normal ranges, side effects are very uncommon because, again, we're at normal ranges. Mm-hmm. When you get into the super high doses of testosterone, it's where you get acne and roid rage, they call it, and high blood pressure and bad effects on your cholesterol and so forth.
So that's what gives a lot of the hormone replacement therapy kind of a bad name.
It's a stigma because you see growth hormone or testosterone in the sports page and you think it's a dirty word.
Mm-hmm. I never thought about that. And you hit on something, too, which I think is true, and that's that, and Dr. Life talked about it. I want to read from him. He says that nothing the insurance company, he says that basically that we have the 37th worst quality of health care in the developed world, the 37th worst. And he talks about that a lot of that has to do with the fact that doctors are having to, let me read one thing. He says, you might not realize that for most Americans, the quality of medical care they receive is determined by men and women they will never meet. Those who run the insurance companies, these people decide how often your physician sees you, what medications you're prescribed, if diagnostic testing that may be signal the onset of a silent disease can be ordered, whether you see a specialist, and when you should be admitted to a hospital. Virtually every medical decision a traditional physician makes today is affected by the insurance industry.
That's why we don't work with insurance companies. We put the relationship back where it should be between the physician and the patient, and the two of us make the decision about what's appropriate and go forward with that. People make a mistake if they assume that their insurance company, health insurance company, is there to provide for their health care. That's not their primary purpose. Their primary purpose is to make money. And if it's not, their shareholders are going to be very disappointed. And the way they make money is not by paying for everything that everybody wants paid for. It's by denying coverage.
Well, that makes total sense. That's why, and it's very frustrating to me as a, and I'm sure you as a physician too, to see what a patient needs and to make your recommendations and then have somebody say, well, let me see what my insurance says I need. And that's what really bothers me, is because, you know, most folks go out there and they'll go buy bottled water or some kind of water from the store. Now, why would you buy that if your insurance isn't going to pay for it? But that's your rationale.
Yeah.
You're only going to get what your insurance says you need.
Do they pay for
your
gym membership?
Absolutely, they don't, of course. Yeah. And you don't live on a diet of Twinkies. Hopefully, you want to buy some good vegetables and fruit. Do they pay for that? Obviously not, but you feel it's important enough, or hope you do. So I want to just recommend the listeners that that's you kind of want to give yourself a check when you go into the you're to sit down with your family doctor, realize where he's coming from, he or she is coming from. And I tell you, it's not a fun position to be in, is it? Between the insurance company,
oh, it's horrible.
And between the patient,
it's horrible. I loved my family practice patients, great people there. I miss them, but it is so frustrating to spend your day going back and forth by phone calls and faxes with forms, having someone with no medical training telling you that you can't give the patient what you think they need.
It is. It's incredibly tough. The another thing I want to ask you about, too, is if somebody comes to see you. Now, we talked earlier about the fact that when most physicians, you have to, it's a business for a physician, too.
Sure.
You know, we have to make a living. We have
sure.
to be able to provide for our families. And so you do want to provide for a volume of patients. And so you have to see a volume of patients. It's sort of a decreased amount of time sometime.
Well, that's
and,
it.
And you found that, too. And so today, though, shift channels, change channels. And today, how many patients do you see on a typical day?
In the office, I probably see one a day.
One a day?
I probably talk to five or six a day.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't provide the level of service that we provide and have 3,000 patients. It's just not physically possible.
Well, I want to share my experience. When I came in to see you, they told me to plan on spending about 3 to 4 hours. And I thought, that's not uncommon. You usually sit in a reception area 3 to 4 hours.
I don't have a waiting room.
But the thing was, is it was all time spent in care. Yeah, actually, 3 to 4 hours. I know your listeners are out there thinking, what can you do for 3 to 4 hours? There was plenty. They put me through a mental acuity test, I can't even think of the list that we went over. My blood work, which was already done before I got there.
We rode you on the exercise bike, measured your oxygen, your CO2, calculated your fitness level. We scanned you, measured your bone density, body fat, amount of lean muscle tissue. I brought in my exercise nutrition consultant to do an exercise consultation with you, do strength testing. We went through all of your health records together, did a physical exam, and then went through all your blood work, all 90 things line by line, what yours is, what it should be. And so at the end of the day, then you have a customized recommendation for an exercise nutrition program, hormone replacement program, and any pharmaceutical grade vitamins or supplements that we think would be helpful.
Well, I want to make a recommendation, and that's if any listeners out there, you're a busy executive, you don't have a lot of time. Now, usually if you were to get that type of service, it would take you weeks to hear back from the labs, weeks to hear back from your doctor. A lot of time that a lot of busy executives don't have time to sit around and wait. They want to know it now.
Yes, and I help my patients with their family practice stuff too, because that is my background. So my patients, you know, if you call your family doctor, probably you'll get a call back that day. Sometimes not. But my patients, no, they have my cell phone, they have my email. I encourage them to call me anytime, after hours, weekends, whatever. I keep a small number of patients, so it allows me to provide that kind of access. And if they call me or email me, they know they're getting a response that day, even if it's just to say, I don't know, but I'll check on that.
Well, you know, maybe I'm not talking to some of the men out there, because I think the majority of the decisions for healthcare in the family are made by women. So if there's a woman out there listening and she's got a man she cares for and he just won't take the time to do it, pick up the phone and call the Dr. Patrick Sharp's office and set aside, have him get in one day. He's got maybe an afternoon off or something and get the care he needs and make sure he's, you know, because you really nowadays, not only is the cost of healthcare so high as far as if you get sick, the cost of the health care, but the time it takes you. And my thought is how much time do you have? Do you have time to take maybe 4 hours and go in and get the thing done? Or do you have time to sit?
Well,
or maybe weeks in hospital?
If you don't feel good and are healthy, what's more important than that?
Absolutely, absolutely. And first off, the what's your phone number there?
918-392-8686.
And no one's there right now, but to Monday you can call, or you can maybe call right
they
now.
They can even call, leave a message. I'll call back. Yeah.
And Dr. Sharp can get his staff get back with you. And they've got a great staff of women out there that just do a great job. I want to thank you again. I want to make this an ongoing thing because there's some questions that I know people are going to have that want
to
call.
It's just we could talk a long time.
No, I think it's the time flies by. It's already been a half hour, but we're going to take a quick break. And you're listening again to Tulsa's Home for Fox News, AM 740, FM 102.3, News Talk KRMG. Thanks again for coming in.
Thank you.
Get breaking.